Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5 we just read.
让我们翻到我们刚刚读过的申命记第五章
and verse 1.
第一节.
Then Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I am speaking today in your hearing, that you may learn them and observe them carefully.
摩西将以色列众人召了来，对他们说：“以色列人呢，我今日晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，可以学习，谨守遵行。”
And chapter verse 6 to 21, 6 to 21节 that God through Moses tell us the second time the Ten Commandments.
这是神借着摩西第二次向我们。 告诉我们实际的内容.
Now let's turn to that chapter 12.
让我们来到申命记十二章.
And 12 verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall carefully observe in the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess as long as you live on the earth.
十二章第一节，你们存活于世的日子，在耶和华你们列祖的神所赐你们为业的地上，要谨守遵行的律例典章，乃是这些。
So, this connection between the chapter 5 verse 1 and chapter 12 verse 1 is that the phrase, the statutes and the judgments.
那我们看到第十二章和第五。 第五章在第一节都用到了，提到了这个词，就是律例典章。
And I know that in NSB translation in chapter 5, it says the statutes and ordinances.
我们看到 NSB 的版本的翻译用的词是律例和条例。
And but the same Hebrew words is translated as judgments in other English translations.
我们知道在希伯来文当中，它其实来源于同一个词，就是律例和条例这样子。
So let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
我们分享之前，我们开始有一些祷告。
Father God, we come to worship you and our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Thank you for this morning bringing us together.
感谢你今天将我们召聚在一起。
So we pray that you will grant us the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
主，我们真是求你赏赐我们这样的智慧，能够明白。
So that our eyes of our heart can be open.
我们心里的眼睛能够打开。
So that we can see Christ.
我们能够看见耶稣。
In Christ Jesus, holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we continue on sharing the Deuteronomy.
我们来继续来交通生命记。
Because I felt it's very relevant to us today.
因为我感觉它跟我们今天的生活非常相关。
Because Deuteronomy means a second Lord spoken second time.
因为这个生命的意思就是第二次的公布他的律法。
And first time the law was spoken to the previous generation, their fathers.
我们知道第一次宣布律法的时候，神面向的是那个第一个世代的人。
And by this time Deuteronomy that that generation, their parents all pass away.
在申命记的这个时代，第一代的，也就是这些当时的人的父母那一代，已经都过去了。
So God commanded Moses to speak His word again to the new generation.
所以神就差摩西去对这新一代的人再一次宣讲他的。
The second generation.
就是第二代。
Now we are all second generation.
其实我们都是第二代。
And our children. They are the second generation of the second generation.
但是我们的孩子就是第二代的第二代。
So that the message was very particularly relevant to them.
所以这些信息是和他们非常相关的。
And to the parents today, we are second generation. How are we going to raise our children before God?
所以今天作为父母的我们，也同为第二代，如何教育后代的孩子们
？So here we in the book of Deuteronomy, that's three major divisions.
我们看到在申命记可以分成三个部分。
First division is from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
第一部分是从第一章到十一章。
That's, I would like to call it the introduction or preface.
我习惯把它总结为一个介绍或者一个序幕。
And the main subject, the contents of the statutes and judgments actually start from chapter 12 through the chapter 26. That's the second major division.
而主体的部分就是第二次的颁布诫命，其实是从十二章开始，一直到二十六章。
And from 27 to the end, 34, that is the third major division.
而剩下的二十七章到三十四章是第三个部分。
And from this first major division, you can split it up into two parts as well.
而我们说的第一部分又可以分成两块。
First part is from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
第一部分就是第一章到第三章。
Moses reviewed the history of the 40 years spent in the wilderness.
摩西回顾了以色列民在旷野里四十年的历史。
And then starting from chapter 4 to the end of chapter 11, that I like to call it to prepare them to receive the statutes and judgments in the following from chapter 12.
第二部分就是第四章到十一章，我把它总结为这一部分是来预备去接受从第十二章开始带出的关于神的律法。
So the subject of today's message is to prepare for observing God's will.
所以我们这个分享的主题就是来预备遵行神的旨意。
And chapter 4 we shared last time.
上一次我们交通的是第四章。
And we mentioned the two points in chapter 4.
我们交通了两个要点。
One is the phrase, the statutes and judgments.
第一个要点就是分享了这一个典章和律例这个短语，这个常常出现的组合。
In God's word, there are statutes.
在神的话语里面，他用的词是律例。
Now statute means that the very clearly written, and then also it's very clearly understood.
他的意思是非常明确的写出的那些条例。
And I'll think of the traffic laws, regulations in the land.
我当时举例就是那个像交通的法规，非常明确的一条一条的规定。
Not only all the rules are clear written in the book.
那个一个一个的条例不仅在交通法规的书上写明了。
First, you take the written test.
当然你要先通过那个考试。
But there's also the signs on the road. There's a line joined on the road, highway, local roads.
与此同时我们在路上在高速公路上可以看到到处的交通的标识。
And there are lines joined in the white color and the yellow color.
比如说车道的线我们会看到白色的车道的线和黄色的线。
There's also traffic lights.
当然还有交通的信号灯。
And there are signs, stop signs, yield signs, etc.
很多的交通的标志，比如说停止让行的一些标志。
So every driver knows exactly what you need to do.
这就使得每一个在路上开车的人都明白该如何去做。
In God's word, there's a lot of portion. They are the statutes, clearly understood, commandments, regulations,The word of God.
所以在神给我们的话语里面，我们可以看到相当多的内容，就是这样非常清楚的写明他的诫命。
And God wants us to observe those.
神让要求我们去遵守这些律例。
And also the judgments.
当然还有一些判例。
That means what is right, what is wrong in the sight of God.
这些例子告诉我们在神眼中什么为对，什么为错。
So we share this phrase, statutes and judgments.
所以我们交通了很多这个关于律例和典章的内容。
Now, second point we shared last time was that the voice of God.
我们上次分享的第二部分就是神的话语。
Only people in the whole world who heard God's voice.
在这世界上只有神的神的子民能够听到神的声音。
God told us that in that when God spoke the Ten Commandments to the Israel, everyone heard the voice of God.
我们在经常知道，当神颁布十诫的时候，每一个在地上以色列民都听到了他的声音。
He mentioned four times in chapter four.
在第四章，他提到了四次。
That's the reason why God warned them not to have idols.
所以这就是神为什么要求他们不能够拜偶像。
God told them, you heard a voice, but you didn't see any form.
因为神告诉他们，你听到我的声音，但是没有看到我的形象。
That's the basis of banning them to create any images, even including pictures, that to say this is the Lord and this is the God.
对。这就是那个来源那个基础，就是为什么我们不能造像或者是甚至是画像
including picture of Jesus
包括不能有基督耶稣的画像。
So we have seen so many churches have pictures of Lord Jesus that's not Lord Jesus.
我们也看到过有很多的教会他们会挂出一些基督的画像，但那个是不是正确的。
Some friends told me that, oh, I like these pictures because it made me feel I'm in the presence of God.
我听到有朋友跟我说，他喜欢看这样的像，因为他看到这样像的时候会感到基督与他同在。
It draws me closer to the Lord Jesus.
他觉得好像可以把我拉近基督。
In the Bible, it's called speculation, not worship.In Bible called imagination, but not the true worship of God.
在圣经里的原则，我们就知道这不是真正的敬拜神，而是靠着自己的想象。
So let's now in the chapter five, what we would like to share.
好，今天我们就继续来分享第五章。
So now God asked Moses to speak second time the Ten Commandments.
神就借着摩西，让他第二次的宣讲十诫内容。
And if compared here with the Exodus 20,
如果我们来仔细对比这里面的内容和出埃及记第二十章的内容
if you have believed in the Lord, say a year or two, then you should know where the Ten Commandments is recorded, in which book, in which chapter, right?
你们可能应该记得这个十诫是在哪一部书哪一章。
And first place in Exodus 20.
第一次出现是在出埃及记的二十章。
If you compare the Ten Commandments with the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy 5,
如果你仔细对比出埃及记二十章和申命记第五章的话
，they are exactly the same except these places.
他们几乎完全的相同，除去几个地方。
The minor difference will be in the Fifth Commandment.
有一个小的不同是在第五条诫命。
And in the Fifth Commandment about honor the father and mother, it added the little phrase that he may go well with you.
第五章的诫命是关于孝敬父母的，在申命记第五章，它加了一小句，就是使你得福。
And another one is in the last one is the tenth commandments that it says he added the his fields we shall not covet a neighbor's field
第二处小的不同是在最后就是第十条诫命在申命记的第五章当中他加了一小 一个词就是田地，在不可贪渎人的房屋以外加了田地。
That makes sense because they're about to enter into the promised land.
这个原因是因为他们即将进入那应许之地。
Now in the promised land, they have their own properties, their land.
我们可以知道，当他们进到应许之地的时候，他们就会每个人有自己的田地。
Now another place that is important, it is in the fourth commandment.
另外一个非常重要的要点就是在第四个诫命，第四条诫命。
It is the reason to observe Sabbath.
就是我们守安息日这个原因。
Now, in the Exodus 20, it tells us the reason to observe the Sabbath is that God finished His creation work on the sixth day.And the Lord rested on the seventh day.
Okay. 在出埃及记二十章告诉我们守安息日的原因是因为神六日的创造之后在第七日就歇息了他的工。
But here, in Deuteronomy, it tells us another reason.
而在生命记第五章他告诉我们另外一个原因。
He said, you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt.And the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
就是在第十四节，第七日是向耶和华你神当首的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牛、驴、牲畜，并在你城里寄居的客里，无论何工都不可做。
No, no, just 15. Verse 15.
Okay. 十五节，对不起，十五节，你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆。耶和华你神用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来，因此耶和华你的神吩咐你守安息日。
The reason for us to observe the Sabbath is different.
所以我们看到守安息日的原因在这两处是不同的。
Augmented with this.Remembering that they were once slaves in the land of Egypt.
因为我们知道这些以色列民当初在埃及地是做过奴仆的。
We know that the bondage, the slave, is a type for the slave of sin.
我们也知道这样，在地上做奴仆其实也是一个在成为做罪的奴仆的这样一个预表。
Now, Bible uses a type, 预表。
预表 ，Yeah.
And the type is very important to understand the Bible.
而我们知道圣经里常用的这样的预表是非常对理解圣经非常重要。
For example, in the Romans, God tells us that Adam is a type of Christ.
我们知道在罗马书里面。圣经就告诉我们，亚当就是基督的预表。
So because there are some characteristics in Adam actually point to Christ Jesus.
因为我们可以看到亚当的一些特质、一些性情，它指向的是那个预表出来的基督耶稣。
For example, Adam was the first in the old creation.
我们知道，亚当是那个第一个的创造出来的人。
The first man in the old creation, and the Lord Jesus is the first person in the new creation.
我们知道亚当是旧造的第一人，而基督耶稣是新造的那个第一人。
Through the resurrection.
当然，这是从他复活。
So God used Old Testament as a type in many places to speak to us.Christ.
我们可以看到在旧约非常多的地方神都借着旧约的预表来向我们指示要来的这位耶稣基督
and spiritual truth using these types
很多属灵的关于属灵的真理也是来自于这样的预表
so in today's language we're saying that this is a reason to observe the Sabbath it is to restTo be saved, to have salvation, is to be delivered from the bondage of sin.
我们知道 今天我们说到我们守安息日，安息日这个安息是从那个罪的捆绑当中得到安息。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy 33. So we're going to elaborate these points and through the word of God from both Old Testament and New Testament.
好，我们再来看到翻到生命记第32章，我们来对比旧约跟新约。
And verse 25.
32章的25节。
So it says that your lots will be iron and bronze, and according to your days, so will your leisurely walk be.
你的门栓是铜的、铁的，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
So I like the Chinese translation, and that's also and most of English translation translate this phrase like that, right? As your days, so is your strength.
我很喜欢中文的翻译，就是你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
So most English translation they translate like that.
所以大部分的英文的译本也是这样的翻译。
It is very difficult to translate who knows the original language Hebrew that because this literary walk is only occur here in the Bible.
因为这个如果从希伯来文的翻译的话是很难第一个翻译，因为这里面用的词只在这里面出现过。
I see another translation translated as rest.
我看到其他的一个翻译就是直接翻译成休息。
As your days, so is your rest.
就是你的日子如何，你得到了安息休息就如何。
All other translations, especially modern translations, all translated as your days, so is your strength, like Chinese translation as well.
而其他所有的现在的译本就像中文的译本一样，它翻译成为你的日子如何，你的力量就如何。
So this strength,
这里的力量
closely related to the rest,
和得到的那个安息休息是紧密相关的。
The restIt's actually a sign of a trust.
我们知道那个安息其实是你信心的一个标志。
So in this verse, very wonderfully it tells us where our strength comes from.
所以在这个经节里面，我们就非常惊奇地看到我们的力量的来源是在哪里。
Because it comes from the rest.
因为我们的力量的来源是安息。
When we are exhausted physically, then we need to have a physical rest to regain the strength.
我们知道当我们肉体劳累的时候，我们需要肉体身体得到休息才能恢复那个力量。
And the spiritual life is the same.
我们属灵的生命是一样的。
While we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we have a rest. Then we have the strength.
当我们进入基督之后，我们就得到了安息，因着这样的安息我们就有了力量。
When I first believed in the Lord that when I was young and look at this verse, I said, Moses, you have this order wrong.
当我刚刚得救的时候，我读的这个经节，我觉得摩西可能搞错了这个顺序。
Should be as our strength, so is our days.
这个正确的顺序似乎是应该你的力量如何，你过的日子就如何。
Well, based on our strengths, or I feel so exhausted. I mean, that would be like exhausting day, we call it. That we don't want to do anything.
就好像当我身体劳累非常疲倦的时候，觉得这一天好像就是这样不能再做什么。
But once I understood this is the phrase from the faith.
但是当我知道这个经节来源于那个背后的信心的时候，
When you have a faith, you have a rest, and then you have a strength.
就是当你有了信心，你就得到了安息；当你有了安息，你就有了力量。
Our days based on a faith and trust in the Lord.
所以我们的日子取决于我们在主里面的信心。
So let's turn to another place that is in Isaiah.
让我们再来看另一处的经节，就是以赛亚书。
Isaiah 30。
以赛亚书的三十章。
And verse 15。
第十五节。
For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, In repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you are not willing.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
So if you, this phrase actually,You can see that it's closely related to that in the Deuteronomy chapter 33:25 that we just read.
我们看到这一处的经节其实跟我们刚刚读过的申命记三十三章是非常相近的。
Salvation and strength come from the rest.
救赎获得救赎是这个我们力量的来源。
And rest comes from our faith and trust.
我们的安息来自于我们的信心，我们的信靠。
So it says, in repentance and the rest, you will be saved.
他说，你们得救在乎归回安息。
So repentance also can translate as returning.
而这个悔改跟归回其实是同样的翻译。
We return to the Lord.
回到神主的身边。
Return from our sins.Our own struggle, our own understanding, our own ways.
从这个归回也是从我们自己的挣扎、自己的罪、自己的问题当中归回。
And turn to God.
我们归回的是回到神面前。
Acknowledging our weakness.
认识到我们的弱点。
Acknowledge our sins.
远离我们的罪。
Acknowledge our troubles that we cannot solve by ourselves.
也就远离了我们那些自己根本解决不了的难题。
And trust, and the rest. Rest is a sign of trust.
从而得到了这样的安息，这样的安息来源于这样的信心和信靠。
That you will be saved.
之后你们就得救。
I like the, another translation said, "Is your salvation?"
另外一个翻译就是你们得到了拯救。
So this salvation, this you'll be saved, not only at the time, at the moment that we first trust in the Lord Jesus, we are born again.
这样，这里面提到的拯救，不同于我们刚刚接受救主的时候的那个拯救。
Not only, not
only. 不只是代表着我们刚刚信主归入他得到了救赎。
It's a lot broad. It has a lot broad applications.
它有更丰富的一个含义。
That means every day we experience.
它代表着我们每一天都要经历的那样的拯救。
If we encounter troubles.
如果我们遭遇了那样的难处
，we encounter something that causes us to be anxious。
如果我们遇到了那些事情让我们很焦虑的事情
，and we wanted to be delivered from that trouble and weakness，
我们就会
we want to be delivered from that troubles and anxious anxiety。
我们就想能够安心，能够远离那些挣扎那些难处。
So it applies to those as well.
所以这些是每天都在我们身上，关乎我们每天的生活。
So here says, in repentance and rest, you will be saved.
这里面翻译是你们得救在乎归回安心。
So we'll be delivered from our daily troubles.And daily anxiety, daily worries.
我们可以在经历在每一天的难处、困难当中，能够归回，能够得救。
Whatever the problem you're facing today,
不管你今天面临的什么样的难题
，if you go to the Lord,
如果你来到主的面前
，in repentance and trusting,
悔改归回，相信他。
then we'll be saved.
你就能够得救。
Save from that anxiety and worries and troubles.
从每日的难处、焦虑、挣扎当中来归回、来得救。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得力在乎平静、安稳。
So where the strength comes from, it says in quietness and trust.
这个词中文的翻译可以说是在于平静和信靠。
And quietness is another sign for trust.
当我们看到平静又是另外一个你有信心的一个标志。
And I noticed that recently, I'm very irritable. I've been irritated every day.
我好像现在日复一日没
I'll get mad very easily.
就是
get mad.
好像非我
很容易生气
呀。Yeah, sorry.就是我现在的感觉好像每一天非常容易被激怒，非常容易陷入那个生气的情绪里面。
So then my daughter Yoyo always give me a preemptive small talk.
好像Yoyo常常会给我一个会跟我有一个小的交通来谈这个问题。
He said Now mommy is currently in this moodSo you need to be calm.
他说，妈妈也在这样的情绪里面，所以最好你还是平静一些。
So there's things happen that recently I just feel very irritable and I got irritated very easily.
对我这样的经历就让我感觉好像特别容易情绪上被激怒，陷入那个不好的情绪。
And when I mean that's such situation that I'm reminded that I need to trust in the Lord.
当我在那个情绪里面，我就常常得到提醒，就是我要归回这个平静里面。
The strength and power comes from me trusting in the Lord, so that I have this quietness and rest.
那个力量来自于在基督里面的信心，那个信心带出了这样的平静和安息。
We know that all the services we have, all the Christian spiritual life have to start with the rest.
我们应该明白所有的服事，所有基督徒的生活都应该从这个平静当中起头。
If you lose this rest, Sabbath rest, that means we are now serving or live by ourselves.
如果你失去了这样的安息，这样的平静的话，这意味着你的属灵的生活其实是靠着你自己的力量在行。
And soon after, you'll find out you yourself be irritated.
如果是这样的话，很快你就会发现你的情绪被扰动，你的心会被激怒。
So that's often I remind myself when I serve with my that work at work so heavy and so busy.
所以我常常这样提醒我自己，尤其是在。我工作很忙的时候，事情很多的时候。
Or service at church so burdensome.
或者在教会服事非常繁重的时候。
I remind myself that rest in the Lord, trust in Him.
我常常提醒我自己要安息在主里面。
The reason I find work burdensome is because I didn't trust in the Lord.
我之所以能够感到负担很重，我提醒我知道这样的原因是我没有信靠他，没有在他里面。
Faith is day by day thing.
所以信靠信心是每日的事情。
Faith never intended to be the only once in your life when you are saved, when you are born again.
所以信心并不是一次性的事情，并不是只发生在你得救重生的那一天。
Now look at this background. It was in the Isaiah's.
我们来看这个处的背景。
Isaiah speak this to us. It's just a background.
以赛亚对我们说这段话的是有一个背景的。
In the first one and two, that it tells us that if we look at Isaiah, there's a history that at the time the superpower in the world in the area was the Assyrian Empire in the north.
我们知道在那个时候，在他们身边有一个特别强大的一个帝国，就是这个亚述帝国。
And Assyrian army invaded the Israel.
在那个时候，亚述的军队入侵了以色列的地。
And we know that how the conqueror at the time treated the conquered.
我们就知道那个时候他们是如何统治这一片地的。
Very brutal.
非常残暴的统治。
And so Israel naturally want to find help from another superpower in the south, that is Egypt.
所以那个时候自然而然的以色列民就想寻求另一个大国的帮助，就是在他们南部的埃及。
You can see the Israelites, the condition they're in, they're so anxious, they're so worrisome.
我们可以看到当时的以色列民非常的焦虑，非常担忧。
They wanted to find help from Egypt.
他们想去从埃及那边寻求帮助。
And God told them through Isaiah, you have to trust me.
神就借着以赛亚对他们说，你们要到我这里。
In repentance and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
But you are not willing.
但是你们竟自不肯。
Oh, yeah, apply to us as well.
我感觉也同样适用在我们身上。
So many times that we have trouble.
太多次我们自己也有自己的难处。
Because we refuse to believe and trust in the Lord over that matter.
因为在那件难处上，我们不愿意相信神。
So this is Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. So many brothers and sisters can memorize this verse.
这就是以赛亚书这一个经节，很多弟兄姊妹都会背。
So the Deuteronomy 33 verse 25 is a good verse to memorize. As your days, so is your strength.
就像命令书刚刚读的生命记33-25节，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
And this verse.
还有这一处经节
In repentance and the rest shall, you shall be saved and your quietness and your trust is your strength
就是你们得救在乎归回安息你们得力在乎平静安稳
Now let's share from the New Testament
我们再来看一下新约的部分
And from the mouth of our Lord Jesus
从我们基督耶稣口里说出的话
That's in Matthew 11
在马太福音的11章
Now verse 28
28节
Lord Jesus says Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden and I'll give you rest
28节凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
29节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我的轭是轻的，我的轭是容易的容易的、
yeah.
因为我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的30节
So this Lord Jesus now tells us about the rest as well
在这个地方，基督耶稣也告诉我们安息。
And there's a two points in what Lord Jesus says.
在主的话语里面可以看到两个点。
Two kinds of rest.
是两种安息。
So one, I call it rest given.
第一种我把它总结为使你们安息，给我们的安息。
And second rest, I call it rest found.
第二种我把它总结为我们自己去能够寻找到的那样的安息。
So that's corresponding to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15.
这个两点就好像呼应了刚才读到的以赛亚书三十章十五节当中说的。
First, over there we see that this talk about our salvation.
第一部分就是关于拯救。
Save from our troubles, save from our anxiety and worries.
这个拯救把我们从个人的难处、个人的担忧当中救拔出来。
And the second thing mentioned in Isaiah also is after we are saved, after we are saved from our troubles and our anxieties, what we should do next?
第二处就是在以赛亚中当中也提到的，就是当我们从那个重担愁苦当中被救拔出来的时候，下一步我们该如何
？It is so we need the strength to serve the Lord.
我们要
live a daily life.
我们要从基督耶稣当中，我们要从神当中得力，从这样救赎当中得力，能够来服侍神。
To be a living testimony in our daily life.
在我们日常生活当中能成为神的见证。
So he said, in quietness and trust is our strength.
所以他说我们得力在乎平静安稳。
Here is corresponding to that Isaiah 30, verse 15.
这里面就和刚才以赛亚书的三章十五节就呼应到。
So in there, the first one said, in returning to God, here he says, come to me, Lord Jesus, have personal,invitation to all of us who are weary and heavy laden.
在以赛亚中提到的归回安息，在这里面就是说，劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，回到神的里面的意思。
We come to the Lord.
我们来到主面前。
If we are weary and heavy laden.
如果我们是劳苦担重担的人。
Whatever situation we encounter today.
不管我们今日遭遇是如何
，Maybe at work you're so burdensome, so worry, and so heavy laden.
也许我的工作上是非常的重担，非常的有负担。
But at school, maybe you have a homework, you have all these activities, you feel tired.
也许你是在学业上有非常繁重的任务。
You're about to graduate, you worry about your future.
也许你快要毕业了，你担忧你的前途。
Now you're high school, you're worried about which school will admit you.
你可能在高中要忧虑那个上什么样的大学。
Whatever situation we encounter, we can come to the Lord.
不管我们今日面临着何等的境况，我们都可以来到我们的主面前。
And Lord promise, if we trust Him.Trust his promise. He promised that I will give you rest.
主有应许给我们，如果我们到他里面来，他就说我就使你们得安息。
Condition is we come to the Lord.
这个条件是我们要来到主的面前。
So important.
这是非常重要的。
We experience this every day.
我们应该每一天都有这样的经历。
And you come to the Lord and acknowledge all your wrongdoings, all your weaknesses.
你来到主的面前，你所有的忧虑、烦恼，你所有的软弱。
And your sins.
你的罪。
Then Lord will give us rest.
神让我们能够远离这些，让我们能够得享安息。
Now, second part, it says this, the second, the rest found.
第二个部分就是指的我们自己寻找到的那个安息，这个安息在二十九节里面说的是翻译成得享安息。
After we give the rest, we enjoy the rest from the Lord.
当神把他的安息赐给我们之后，我们能够享受这样首次的安息。
That shouldn't be the end of story.
这应该不是我们的故事的结束。
Corresponding to Isaiah 30:15.
如果我们再回到以赛亚书三章十五节的话
，The second part also mentioned the strength。
它的第二部分也提到了力量。
Once we are given the rest, then there's another part we have to go on with。
当我们得到了他赐给的那个安息，我们接下来就会带来后面更多的东西。
Lord Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you."And learn from me.
主耶稣说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
So, how do we gain strength?
所以如何得到这样的力量
？That strength comes from rest, right? Define the rest. Gain strength.
你知道这样力量来自于安息。
Is that we need to learn from the Lord?
我们要跟主来学习他的样式。
Take his yoke.Upon ourselves to learn from the Lord.
我们要负起他的那个轭来学习，跟随他学习他。
You know this yoke translated in Galatians as a burden.
你知道这个轭就是可以翻译成负担。
You know in the Galatians, in at least in Chinese translation or in the English translation, they are two. In the Galatians, there has two words burden. A burden occurred twice.
我们知道在
Galatians 加拉太书，
在加拉太书里面这个词有两个翻译，一个是轭，一个是负担。
Let's turn to Galatians.
我们来看一下加拉太书。
And these two burdens, Here it says verse 2, Galatians 6, verse 2 says, Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ.
加拉太书第六章的第二节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Verse 5 says, For each one will bear his own load.
第五节，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Now this is a burden and load.On the surface, seems like it's conflicting each other.
好像这样的担子重担在服事里面好像就会
These two verses seems like conflicting each other.
我们感觉好像第二节跟第五节这两个经文好像是矛盾的，读起来。
So, but if we understand the second place, that is the verse 5, for each one will bear his own load, it's actually the same word as a yoke.
但是我们应该知道第五节这里面提到的自己的担子指的是那个轭。
Now, yoke means responsibility.
而那个轭它带出来的是那个责任。
So, when Lord Jesus says, learn,Take my yoke and learn from me.
当主耶稣说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Once we're given the rest from the Lord, then it is our responsibility to learn from the Lord, to take that as responsibility to learn from the Lord.
当我们在基督耶稣里面得到了那个安息之后，来负他的轭是我们的责任。
Many Christians don't understand this.
许多的基督徒并不明白这样的道理。
They got saved, they are really saved. They have a life of Jesus in them.
他们得救了，他们里面有基督的生命。
But stay as a baby, they never know, never taught that they need to actually take on the responsibility to learn from the Lord.
尽管他们得救了，但是他们仍然像不能长大的婴孩一样，因为他们不知道，得救之后负担他的轭是基督徒的责任。
So that we can find the rest, meaning strength,
我们看到
in our souls.
所以我们就明白为什么得到安息之后我们就有了力量，那个力量是灵里面的力量。
So this is Lord Jesus says, so again corresponding to Isaiah 30:15.
所以主耶稣基督在这里说的话就回应了那个以赛亚三章十五节的话。
So I think this verse also is good to commit to a memory.
我觉得这个经节也非常好，我们也应该把它背下来。
Two verses.
两个经节。
Or three verses, I'm sorry. Three verses. So important that we need to experience this. If you are more mature Christians, then you should experience this.Every single day.
这非常宝贵，我们应该每天都经历。如果做一个成熟的基督徒，真的是应该每天都经历这样的事。
If you forget,
如果你忘记，
you're bound to experience problems.
你就会回到那个很麻烦的那个很失败的经历里。
And the troubles.
又回到那个面前的那个难处里面。
And this background.For this verse as well.
这也是这个经节的一个背景。
And Lord Jesus, after he performed so many miracles to the people of Israel.
这个背景就是当主耶稣基督在地上已经显示出这么多神迹给那些以色列民看的时候。
You think that people saw miracles and they believed in the Lord.
你会觉得当他们看到如此多的神迹，应该信神，应该信基督耶稣。
We wish that we live in that time, in that place.
甚至希望自己活在那个时代。
To see so many miracles.
因为那你可以亲眼看到如此多的神迹。
But the result was people rejected the Lord.
但是我们看到结果是什么？是那些民仍然拒绝主。
Or they still.Doubt about the Lord.
他们仍然怀疑主。
Starting from John the Baptist.
从施洗约翰开始，他们就有这样的怀疑。
And for all the places, Lord performed miracles.
在神在基督行神迹的各处地方都有这样的怀疑。
So in the 20, verse 25, said, at that time Jesus says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.For you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to the infants.
在马太福音十一章前面一节二十五节，那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight.
父啊，是的。因为你的美意本是如此。
So Lord Jesus experienced a great setback.
所以我们看到主耶稣在这里经历了那个恩典的安息。
He encountered the defeat. Defeat.
他完整。
This was a big failure for Lord's ministry.失败 But instead, Lord has a rest, so he didn't complain. He was not irritated.
但是我们看到后面的结果是，主他没有被这样的形式来激怒，他复活了，他得胜了。
So these verses very precious if we know their background.
如果我们知道明白这个当时的背景的时候，我们就会发现这样的。
This verse is not spoken in the air conditioned room in the hot day in the what is that with the temperature like 80 degrees in the winter.
这样的话不是好像在那个没有空调的那个时候非常炎热的那个环境下面。
Okay.So let's turn to another place, the second place in Hebrews.
好，让我们再来看希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希 伯兰书的第四章。
So chapter 4 Hebrews is written for the Hebrews, for the Jews.
希伯来书我们知道是给犹太人写的一部书。
And we know that Jews observed seventh day Sabbath.
我们知道当时的犹太人他是守第七日的安息日的。
But in Hebrews, he proved from the Old Testament that actually that observing the seventh day physically doesn't mean that you enter into the Sabbath rest from God.
所以希伯来书的作者就用旧约的章节作为证据来证明当我们身体上来守这样第七日安息的这样的律法的时候并不代表着我们犹太人真的能进入那个安息。
So he want to prove from Old Testament that God already told them that there's another Sabbath.
他试图用旧约来证明神早就预备还有另一日的安息日。
So let's read from verse 4. For he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works.
第四章第四节，论到第七日，有一处说到第七日，神就歇了他一切的功。
And again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest.
又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience.
既有必进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，不得进去。
So it says that God rests on seventh day. The physically you rest on seventh day doesn't mean that you enter into God's rest.
所以他说，神在第七日歇了他一切的功，这些在肉身上守第七日安息日的，并不代表着他们能进入那个神的安息。
Otherwise, God will not mention another rest, another Sabbath.
否则的话，神不会提到另一天的安息日。
That they shall not enter my rest.
他们不可进入我的安息。
So he want to prove from the Old Testament, actually God spoke of two Sabbath, two kinds of rest.
所以希伯来书作者就在这里用旧约来证明神已预备还有另一日的安息日。
One is physical rest.The other one is spiritual rest.
一个就是身体肉身上的安息，另外一个是属灵的安息。
So second point I'd like to make in this chapter is that this is the rest results from belief and obedience.
我在这里就想分享的，我们看到这样的安息是来自于那个信靠。
So it says was from verse 1 through 3, he said, therefore, let us fear if while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it.
第一节 right?
Yes.
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上。
For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also.But the word they heard did not profit them because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
第三节，但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中起誓，他们断不可进入我的安息。
So the second kind of rest, spiritual rest, have to enter through faith, through believing.
我们看到这第二种的安息，属灵的安息，必须借着信心来到。
And then he advises.In the verse 11, there's a third point. Be diligent to enter the rest.
而在第十一节他就教导我们这样的安息要竭力的进入。
Okay, verse 11, therefore let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
十一节，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So every day we should be diligent to enter that rest.
我们看到每一天我们都能竭力进入那样的安息。
If every day you want to be happy and joyful, then you need to be diligent to enter that rest.
如果每一日想，如果想要经历喜乐，我们应该每一日都竭力的进入那样的安息。
Without that rest, the happiness you enjoy is a fake happiness.
如果没有那样，你不在那样的安息里面，你所经历的那个快乐，其实只是一个假象。
And she tells us how to enter.
他也告诉我们如何进入那样的安息。
First in verse 12 is that the word of God is a living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and be able to judge the thoughts and intention of the heart.
第一点就是十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效，比一切两刃的剑更快。甚至灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都能自如剖开，连心中的思想、思念和主意都能辨明。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, and all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。
How to be diligent to enter that rest? First.By God's word.
如何竭力进入那的安息？第一点就是借着神的话。
We have to read, meditate, study God's word.
我们必须读主的话。
Last time we shared,
默想主的话来。
Last time we shared how to hear God's voice is through the reading His word.
我们上次分享如何听神的声音，就是通过。神的话
We use a revelation to prove to that point.
我们也提到了启示录来证明这样的讲法。
Reading God's word, obey to what God says, is hearing God's word today.
如何遵行神的旨意，就是在今日来听神的话。
Second is by the throne of grace through the high priest, our Lord Jesus.
第二点就是借着那个宝座，那个有尊荣的大祭司的宝座。
So how to be diligent to enter that rest is through the throne of grace.
如何竭力进入那样的安息？要借着神的宝座。
施恩的宝座。
施恩的宝座。
Throne of grace.
施恩的宝，借着施恩的宝座。
And in the verse 14, that therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
第十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Therefore, let us draw near with the confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
These are so precious words of God.
这是神宝贵的话语。
They are true.
它也是真理。
They are proven over and over again.
它一次又一次地被证明。
For thousands of centuries, for many, many people, millions upon millions of people who trust in the Lord.
被千年的时间无数的神的儿女来证明。
How to be diligent to enter that rest.
就是如何能够竭力地进入那样的安息。
By God's word,
借着神的话语
and by throne of grace through our high priest, Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们有尊荣大祭司施恩的宝座。
So, let's conclude that our message.
我们也来结束我们今天的分享。
So from the Ten Commandments spoken second time to the second generation, that means to all of us.
这章讲的是第二次的向第二代的人来宣讲神的实诫，就是我们。
We notice particularly in the fourth commandments about the Sabbath.
我们那特别分享了第四条诫命，就是关于安息日的。
And Sabbath rest is the sign of being children of God.
我们知道，安息是那个信靠神的那样一个标志。
If I ask you that what is the single most important sign of God's people?
如果我问你，你们什么是神儿女最重要的一个标志
？In the Old Testament,
在旧约的时代
，people would mention first circumcision.
神会
people will mention circumcision as the sign of God's people in the Old Testament.
旧约的时代的人会提到他们的安息日
，but that's not true though.
但那不是
，because the Muslims also circumcised.
我们知道穆斯林的信徒也守这个。最重要的一个标志是割礼啊，我们但这不是真正的。
The real sign for being children of God in the Old Testament is the Sabbath.
我们知道真正的那个标志在旧约时代是守安息日。
They are willing to be killed on Sabbath day than to pick up the weapon to defend themselves.
他们在第七日甚至因为不能拿起武器，他们甚至会被杀。
In New Testament, the same thing.
在新约时代其实是一样的。
Most important sign the testimony of God's people.
我们应该知道对神的子民最重要的一个标志。
Whatever circumstances difficult we encounter in our life.
我们身边的遇到的环境情况是非常非常多的。
We have this rest, this peace in our heart.
但是我们要持守这样的安息 在我们心里面有这样的安息
That is the greatest testimony of being God's child
这是神儿女最美好的见证
Let's have a word of prayer
让我们一起有些祷告
Father God, we thank you so much for Lord Jesus Christ
天父我们真是为了主基督耶稣感谢你
Because he is our Sabbath
因为他已经胜过
We thank you. May your word continue to work in our hearts.
我们真是求你的话语真的在我们心里面继续做工。
And encourage us.
来鼓励我们。
By faith in Christ Jesus.
借着基督对基督耶稣的信心。
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name, we pray.
借着基督耶稣宝贵的，我们祷告是奉基督耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
That's the reason why in the breaking bread, that should be the time of rest. That's that held at the dinner. So you should not pray about the work, services, gospel, or riches. We should not pray for those prayers. Because that about the service work, that should be reserved for other prayer meetings. Churches do have prayer meetings. But not in the breaking bread.
所以这就是我为什么建议大家在我们薄饼的祷告的时候并不是为服事这样的内容来祷告因为我们有专门的祷告的聚会是会专门为弟兄姊妹在教会的服事来为这样的主题来祷告
Also pick a hymns accordingly
包括我们选诗歌的时候也是